So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the principle of Ein Shliach Dva'Avera. One is not liable for a transgression through a Shliach based on the Svara, on the logical conclusion. Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishaimim. The Shliach must listen to the master, Ta'Hashem, and refrain from doing the Avera rather than listen to his subject, the Mishaleach, who asked him to do the Avera. The Gemara also cited three exceptions where, based on Pesukim, Yesh Shliach Dva'Avera. Me'ila, Shliach Yad, Tzivichu Mechira. And the Gemara asks, V'Nelef Mina. Why don't we learn from these with a mamatzinu that in Kol Tarakula we also say Yesh Shliach Dva'Avera? Now, according to Basil, we have Shleish Ksum Abom Ke'achad, three Pesukim will all agree, Ein Malamdin. Therefore, we cannot apply the principle of Yesh Shliach Dva'Avera to all other Isurim. However, according to Beis Shammai, as mentioned in the previous Dav, this does not apply to Shliach Yad, and we're left with two Pesukim. Therefore, it depends. Ha'nich Lamandam Eshnei Ksum Abom Ke'achad Ein Malamdin, El Lamandam Amalamdin Ma'ika Lameimer. According to the opinion that from two sources we can derive halachas, the question remains. V'nelef mina. The mamatzin that teaches Yesh Shliach Dva'Avera should override the svara that supports Ein Shliach Dva'Avera. The Gemara answers that we actually have a pasuk that teaches Ein Shliach Dva'Avera, which obviously overrides a mamatzinu. Regarding the Isser Shchutei Chutz, not to shecht the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk states, Dam Yichashav Le'ishahu, Dam Shafach, B'nirchas HaIshahu, V'hu Hahu Darish. The word hu alone would be one miut, and the word hahu is therefore two miutim. And since the word hahu is mentioned twice, there are four miutim in all. The first miut teaches shnayim she'echzim mesakim meshechetim. Two people who together shechta one animal b'chutz are not liable. The second miut teaches hu v'loy ones v'loy shogig v'loy muta. A person who unintentionally shechta the karbon b'chutz is not liable. The third miut teaches regarding shchutei chutz. Hu v'loy shluchay. A person is not liable if his shliach shechted the karbon b'chutz. The fourth miut teaches that also b'chol ha'tarei kula regarding all other isurim ein shliach l'dva'avera. However, according to the opinion of shnei ksum abom ke'echad ein malamdin, there's no mamatzinu for yesh shliach l'dva'avera. Therefore, there's no need for hahu to teach ein shliach l'dva'avera. And this svar is sufficient. Therefore, we must say hu hahu loy darish. The word hahu is considered only one miut, and with the second ahu, there are only two miutim in all for the first two exclusions. The Gemara proceeds with the brisa. Ha'im l'shluchit se harges ha'nefesh, hu chayiv v'shalchav pater. If a person instructs his shliach to go kill someone, only the shliach is chayiv, but m'shliach is pater. Shame hazaka naimim shem chage ha'navi, shalchav chayiv. Shame disagrees and holds the m'shaleach is chayiv because the pasuk states, Eise harak de becher b'nei amin, in which David HaMelech is held liable for the death of Uriah HaChiti that was through his shliach. The Gemara offers three explanations for Shammai. Either Shammai holds that regarding Kol Tarakula Yesh Shliach Dva'Avera, because he holds Shnei Ksum Abom Ke'echad Melamdin, and therefore Me'ila U'Tvich Mechira is a source, and Shchutei Chutz is not a counter source of Ein Shliach Dva'Avera, because Hu Ahu Le'Darish, or Shammai does agree that B'chol Tarei Kula Ein Shliach Dva'Avera, because Shchutei Chutz is a counter source, and Hu Ahu Darish. However, Umay Chayiv, Chayiv B'din Neshemayim. David HaMelech was only liable through Din Neshemayim, but B'din Adam, a Shliach is Pater. And as the Gemara explains, Din Rabba B'din Zuta Iker Benayu. According to Shammai, B'din Neshemayim, the Meshalech receives a harsh punishment, Kaharig Atzmai, as if he actually performed the Ritzicha. While according to the Tanakhama, B'din HaShemayim, the Meshalech receives only a lesser punishment, K'gayrim, as if he caused the Ritzicha. Or, as in the previous explanation, Shammai agrees that B'chol Tarei Kula Ein Shliach Dva'Avera, but Ritzicha is an exception, and Yesh Shliach Dva'Avera, and David HaMelech, the Meshalech, is Chayiv, because the Pasuk specifies Eitzeh Harak D'Becher B'nei Amin. While the Tanakhama holds that even regarding Ritzicha, the Meshalech is Pater, and the Pasuk does not hold David liable. On the contrary, is acquitting him by saying, Harei lecho kecher b'nei amon, or his death is as those committed b'nei amon. Macher b'nei amon, ein atenenesh alav, af or yachiti I atenenesh alav. Just as you, David, are not liable for the deaths by the b'nei amon, you're also not liable for Uriah's death because meirid b'malchus ava. Uriah deserved to die because he was considered a rebel by saying, v'adayni yayiv v'chol avdi adayni al p'nei asad d'chaynim. As Rashi explains, shekari adayn lefnei hamelech. He called Yaiv, my master, while before the king, David. Rava says, even if we are to assume that Shammai holds Yesh Shliach Dva'Avera regarding Kol Tarei Kula, however, may de ba'im l'shluchit tse ba'ol es ho'erva v'ochel es ha'chelev, shu chayiv v'shalchav pater. Shammai agrees that if a person instructs his shliach to have relations with a prohibited woman, or to eat a piece of chelev, only the shliach is chayiv and the mishaleach is patur, because only the shliach benefits from the avera. And shalom etzinu b'chol terek kula zenen v'zem is chayiv. We don't find anywhere that one is punished for someone else's benefit. The Gemara continues: Itma Rav Amar shliach nasa eid. A shliach to give kedushin or to pay a debt can later testify to the kedushin or payment, because alumi kumalimnu l'milsei. If the shliach testifies, the testimony is stronger. The Birb Shila Amri ain't shliach nasa eid. The shliach cannot testify to the kedushin or payment, because kiman the amamar shluch shalom kemaisei havelik kegufei. Because through the concept of shlichus, the shlich is considered as the mishaleach, who is certainly disqualified because he is a negeya be'edus, he gains from this testimony. The Gemara says that this is actually machlokes in two brises and concludes v'hilchasa shlich nasa eid. And therefore Rava says, Amal l'shnayim tzu'u v'kitshu liyasa isha, hein hein shluchav, hein hein eidav. If a man told two people to give kedushin to a woman, they both become his shlich, and then they become the eidim. V'chein begerishin, v'chein medina mamanis. And the same applies if he told them to give a get to his wife, or the leva gave them money to pay a debt to a malva.